All right, I want to get an update on the ongoing battle that the dairy industry has been waging with FDA to try to get FDA just to uphold existing labeling laws, especially when it comes to dairy products. This has been a long battle. It's still going on. Alan Bjerga with the National Milk Producers Federation joins us. Alan, thanks for being with us. Wow, we've talked about this over and over. We thought we had some good news a while back, but still waiting for action and haven't really seen it. What's your latest move to try to get FDA to move on this?
Well, we are waiting for action right now, and it makes you nervous because as you get toward this political lame duck election, post-election period, historically it can be a little bit of a silly season in terms of what agencies can decide to do. So we want to make sure that the FDA knows that we are paying close attention and making sure that they are enforcing their rules and that we have the rules on our side. So we've sent a letter to the ombudsman of the FDA, noting FDA's lax enforcement of standards defining what a dairy product is and what it isn't. This is important because the ombudsman is a separate part of the FDA office, and it's basically the part of the FDA that ensures that the FDA keeps doing its job. You know, it's kind of the watchdog within the agency. It's in the office of the commissioner. And what we've done is we've pointed out pretty extensive research the ways in which we have rules and regulations on our side, and we're demanding action. This is very important because folks on the plant-based side, you know, they like to say, we've established that this is a common name. Everybody calls it milk, right? Well, the reason for that is because of agency in action.
Well, until I saw your release on this, I didn't even know there was an ombudsman for FDA.
Hey, you learn something every day, don't you? I mean, government.
Yeah.
The government has watchdogs and folks who ensure standards within their agencies. You know, it's dealing with compliance with rules. You hear a lot more about inspectors generals, right? Those are the folks that do investigations of waste, fraud, and abuse at agencies. But agencies can also have ombudsmen. Ombudsman is very common in, say, media organizations, you know, people who represent readers and folks. It's a Swedish word, and it's basically, you know, to be a watchdog.
All right, so we'll see if this gets any movement from FDA. We're talking with Alan Bjerga with the National Milk Producers Federation. In the meantime, Alan, it seems like every day we see some new product that calls itself dairy.
They call themselves dairy because dairy is prized by the public, and they take whatever concoction they've come up with, and they want to associate it with milk. That's one of the biggest issues. You know, the biggest issue is that these products are not nutritionally anywhere near with what milk provides, and yet you find people using it, substituting it for milk for nutritional reasons. And that's really at the root of what we're trying to get accomplished here, is to make sure that, you know, this is this and that is that, and consumers aren't confused. Interestingly, just recently, the European Union tightened its restrictions on plant-based labeling and dairy. They're going the other direction. Most of the world is going the other direction. It's only here where the plant-based marketing has taken root to the extent that black becomes white and night becomes day. The FDA can't let that happen because of their own inaction and let it become established fact. When you haven't been enforcing rules and a problem results, the answer is to enforce the rules. Not to say it's not a problem.
Yeah, and that's a key point. Enforce existing laws and rules, not create new ones. Just enforce what's already on the books. And you've done research on this, right? That there is consumer confusion on this issue.
There is consumer confusion in nutritional equivalence issues. You know, people think that, you know, for example, an almond beverage will have more protein than a dairy-based beverage. It's often 1/4 to 1/8 of the amount. You know, people associate certain qualities with something called milk, and a plant-based beverage simply has nothing like that in terms of nutritional profile. It's clear chemical engineering to make something appear somewhat milk-like. That's not fully understood in the marketplace, and one of the reasons is because of the cues a consumer takes, you know, and it's not just the name, it's where is it put in the grocery store. Even if something doesn't need to be refrigerated, you know, marketers will put it in a refrigerated section. So once again, it looks more like a dairy product. You know, this is a very well-established marketing approach that helps things make inroads for reasons that maybe they shouldn't.
There were not that long ago, we thought FDA was finally going to move on this, but they didn't.
Well, Commissioner Hahn, understandably, has had a pretty busy year, you know, dealing with COVID-19. And, you know, we're all dealing with that in our own lives, and that's certainly a huge priority. As the year has gone on, however, FDA has been able to walk and chew gum at the same time, and that's why we think it's been appropriate. You know, we published an open letter to the commissioner a couple weeks ago. This is something you said you would take care of. Please take care of it, and please take care of it in the way that you seem to indicate you are going to take care of it, because it was clear during Commissioner Hahn's confirmation hearing he got the issue. So why it's not being resolved and why it's not being resolved in a way that it restores labeling integrity, we just don't know. And this is a time of year where you have to start watching this stuff, because agencies will start doing things kind of under cover of darkness. And we have to be sure that the light of day is shown on FDA.
So what would your next move be if this one doesn't work? I mean, as you said, you wait to see, are you dealing with the same administration or a new administration? Do you have to start all over if there's a new administration, what's your approach then?
Right. You have to keep making your case. You know, this letter that we sent to FDA has a thorough grounding of some of the issues in terms of freedom of speech issues that are brought up by our opposition. You know, you take a look at the nutritional confusion. You take a look at, you know, what are the potential congressional remedies taking place. You know, getting back to this position that the FDA is in, where they haven't enforced something for 40 years, if they decide to keep not enforcing it after all of this drumbeat, at a certain point you start getting into some pretty plausible cases of dereliction of enforcement of federal statutes and congressional rules. And that becomes a whole new ballgame in terms of areas that you could come at this issue with. That's why everything at this point has to be on the table.